USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
We are truly experiencing an unprecedented disaster, and the extraordinary men and women of Miami-Dade and our federal and state partners continue their mission and the search and rescue no matter what is thrown our way.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane.
There is a risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts in both the Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula early next week.
That's Dennis Felkin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Another tower in Florida is a sister to the one that collapsed. Residents there are speaking out, as we hear from USA's Brad Bernards.
About a block from the Miami area beachfront condominium tower that collapsed sits its sister building. Most have remained, including Nora and Philip Zine.
For some reason, I feel some kind of peace in our building. It's very well maintained. We've never had any problems. And I don't know. I just want to be home. And I believe we were told yesterday that it was okay. It was not mandatory. Our daughter and her husband and family want us to go there, but I don't know. I want to be here still.
Audio courtesy CNN. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Many people are saying that the sister condo, which was built the same as the one that collapsed, should be torn down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Arizona's voter integrity laws have been given the green light by the Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
The Supreme Court on Thursday upheld two voting integrity laws in the state of Arizona. Mark Brnovich, the Arizona Attorney General on Fox News, discusses the Supreme Court case that bears his name.
We took it up to the Supreme Court. I actually personally argued the case, and we won. It's actually named Brnovich v. DNC because I intervened to defend those laws when other people wouldn't. And so Arizona adopts the recommendations, including limitations on ballot harvesting, and 15 years ago, the left thought that was a great idea. Even the New York Times was writing op-eds in 2012 saying, we need to restrict this because, you know, for whatever reason, in Florida and other places were red states. And now, all of a sudden, when you enact common sense election integrity measures and you want people to have confidence in the results, somehow that's either unconstitutional or it's racist. And it, I think, just shows the intellectual bankruptcy of the far left.
Justice Samuel Alito delivered the opinion of the court's 6-3 decision, writing that the state's justification for the rules to preserve the integrity of its elections suffice to avoid violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.